For a lot of my listeners, I feel like they're on a journey to simplify their lives, but they don't want to sacrifice style, which I completely understand, and that's why I was excited to partner with Home Threads. Home Threads is the perfect blend of minimalism and comfort for your home. At HomeThreads.com, you can discover a curated collection of sleek and functional furniture that speaks to the heart of minimalist living, from multifunctional storage to timeless design. They have everything you need to create a clutter-free and serene space for your family. As most of you know, we've recently moved, and I'm not someone to just fill up a room so that it's done and decorated. I wanted to do this with intention, and so I searched out accent chairs on Home Threads and found the perfect mid-century modern chair that really complements my space. So embrace the beauty of less and elevate your home with purposeful pieces. Visit homethreads.com/minimalist and get a code for 15% off your first order. Home Threads, love where you live.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code minimalist for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. Join me today as I speak with Sammy Womack regarding debt payoff methods. Sammy is the brains behind A Sunny Side Up Life. She's a budgeting coach, host of a chart-topping podcast, and runs a growing YouTube channel. Her family story of paying off $490,000 worth of debt has been featured on numerous major platforms. In this episode, we'll specifically talk about four methods of paying off debt. Sammy shares the methods she's used in her own debt journey and the four methods she recommends to you. But before we get to the conversation, I wanted to ask how you've been enjoying my new book, Minimalist Moms Living and Parenting with Simplicity. So far, I've heard wonderful feedback and have been blown away by the positive responses. And I do have a quick favor. If you've recently finished or are about to do so, would you mind leaving a review on Amazon? It really does help other readers find the book, similar to the podcast, and it prompts the publisher to actually print more copies to keep it in stock. So I've included an easily accessible link in the show notes for you to do so. And again, thank you to everyone who supports the Minimalist Moms by listening, leaving rating and reviews on iTunes, following along on social media, participating in conversation, leaving those reviews on Goodreads or Amazon for the book. Just so much thanks goes out to everyone who loves and supports this podcast well. I really do appreciate you, and really, you help keep this podcast going, so thank you. And now here's my conversation with Sammy. Sammy, thanks so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms Podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get into our conversation today. I introduced you just a bit in the introduction, but I'll allow you to go into just a little bit more detail and then we'll get started.
Yeah. So I'm Sammy. I'm from A Sunny Side Up Life and I am a budgeting coach. I'm also a podcaster, a YouTuber, all the things, as well as I am a wife and a mom. I'm a mom to three girls. I'm actually a homeschooling mom. And we are from East Texas, and we have been through this crazy debt-free journey over the past 6 years or so, where we started out in almost $500,000 worth of debt. We became 100% debt-free. And then almost a year ago, we bought 18 acres of land, and we are a few months away from starting to build our dream house. So we are back in debt, but it is much more intentional debt this time. And we've just been through this whole journey, and that led me to becoming a budgeting coach myself and just helping other families figure out their money stuff.
Yeah, I really appreciate when the people that I'm working with have that experience to walk through things like that with me. I just feel like there's a depth there that maybe you don't necessarily get with someone. That's definitely a generalization, but I would just say I do appreciate that you have experience walking through this type of season of life.
Definitely. And especially for moms, which I'm assuming are the majority of your listeners. It's the majority of my audience as well. And a lot of people feel like, oh, I have to wait to have kids, or I can't pay off my debt while my kids are little. Like, that's debt-free is something that people experience in their 60s or something like that. And no, like, we had our third daughter during this. We were very much young parents. And so if we can do it at this phase of our family life, anyone can do it. And that's why I love to work with families.
And again, how long did it take to get everything paid off in the end?
Yeah, so it was probably about 3 years or so. But what was really, you know, we did pay off a lot of our smaller debts in the beginning. And then what really was like the final push was we just decided, you know, we're just going to sell all of our property. We actually had two houses. One of them was a rent house. We had a piece of land that we were going to build a business on. We ended up not following through with that. So we had three pieces of real estate. We were just like, you know what? We are just going to minimalize all of this. And we just sold those three pieces of real estate. And now we've been renting a tiny two-bedroom house for a family of five for almost 4 years. And that was like our final push to become debt-free, was selling all that property. We're like, you know what? We're going to start over from scratch. And we're going to do this right. And that's kind of where we are now, is we have our land now, we're about to build, we're going to do it right from the get-go and just be really smart about our decisions from now on. So,
well, I'm sure within that period of time, you probably did a lot of different things to get to the place of debt freedom. So actually, this episode today will center on that topic. And I think you said you have four for us today that you're going to be walking us through. So I guess with the conversation, I will pop in here and there, but really just feel free to take the reins and share with listeners what you found to be helpful when it comes to payoff methods.
Yeah. So just to kind of give a little backstory to kind of help your listeners understand, it might be something that they're kind of going through, like what I said about downsizing our house. And I love to speak on the connection between minimalism and budgeting, because they are so, so similar. And that was a huge part of our journey, was we were doing minimalism and doing budgeting like all at the same time. So as some of your listeners are probably going through some of the early stages, like purging and deciding they're going to downsize their house, this could be a huge push for your money as well. So I love kind of the connection between those two. So if you are someone who is on a debt-free journey as well, there are a few different ways that you could go about paying off your debt. The first one is the debt snowball. It's probably what people are most familiar with. It's made popular by Dave Ramsey and several other budgeting gurus since then. And basically with the debt snowball, what you do is you start with your lowest balance debt. You're going to apply all of your extra money to it. Once it is paid off, you would take any extra money that you have now, you would apply it to your second smallest debt. And so you just kind of would write them out in balance order. And the benefit from this is that you kind of get that quick win. You're like, oh, hey, I've got to check one thing off my list. I feel so great. I've really got that quick win. And that really helps you kind of get excited and push that motivation. There are cons, of course, to all of these, is like, hey, what if I have high interest? What if? Maybe that isn't the best decision for you. So that's why I really like to share more than one perspective. I like to say, you know, weigh all your options, come in here and figure out what is best for you, do your research, do the math, figure out all of that. So debt snowball is probably my first one, and probably the most popular one that a lot of people have heard of. So the second one is the avalanche. It's another popular one. The avalanche is where you basically will take your highest interest, you would pay it first. And the pro from this is that obviously you're saving the money. And some of us, especially if you have credit cards. I've seen credit cards as high as 20% interest. That is crazy. And that will really start to weigh on you for a while. So if you're kind of more math oriented, if you're like, hey, the money makes sense this way, and I'm going to pay them highest balance first to save that money, that makes sense to a lot of people. And that is what will keep them motivated and keep them going. So some people will pay them off in that order.
Yeah, I really like the first one that you mentioned, the debt snowball. My husband and I have found that really beneficial to our lifestyle, because if you're continuing to pay a car payment to a non-existent car payment, but instead putting that car payment money towards your mortgage, you're going to pay your mortgage down so much quicker. And then the second one you mentioned, I'd actually never heard the term avalanche before, but that sounds like a great method as well.
Sometimes that works more for the people who are more math oriented, more numbers oriented. They're like, wait, doesn't make any sense to keep paying on this higher balance. Let's just, you know, get that one out of the way first. And sometimes it kind of works out where it's kind of both, where especially if it's a credit card, you've got $2,000 or $5,000 on a credit card, that's your most expensive as well. Mm-hmm. So it kind of works out sometimes. But I do have a couple other ones that really are not as spoken about, but with my one-on-one budgeting clients, this is kind of how it works out sometimes. So number three would be the most stressful. And we all have those debts, probably, if we've been on a debt-free journey, or we have that bill that we're just like, oh, you know, it's just a punch in the gut. We hate it so much. Sometimes it's maybe we borrowed money from our parents or a sibling or a friend, and it's kind of causing that tension and that personal relationship, and we really want to get it gone as soon as possible. Or I've seen sometimes, you know, where people have had their parents had co-signed on a student loan or a car maybe in their early years, and they're like, hey, my parents are still on the hook for this. I've got to get this out of here. Or in my case, it was taxes. We were like 3 years behind on our property taxes. The bank obviously was not happy about that. Mm-hmm. And so we had that strain from owing on taxes. So that was our most stressful. And sometimes people choose to put that one first. They're like, I don't care about the quick win. I don't care about the math. I've got to get this out of my life. I can't sleep at night. Put that first. It's that simple.
Yeah, I'd actually never thought of that before, but I can see how that would be really beneficial. So I'm glad you shared that one.
Yeah. And then number four is monthly payments. And sometimes we have those where the monthly payment is super high and it's really tying up a lot of money. And sometimes it could be the difference between making ends meet. And sometimes that's what we want to bump up on our priority list. For us, that was our truck. We had bought a brand new truck.
Are you ready to take your gardening game to the next level this year? If you're anything like my husband and me, you've been getting your hands dirty in the garden, learning the ropes, and dreaming of a bountiful harvest. Well, let me tell you about Coast of Maine Planting Soil, our secret weapon for a thriving garden. Everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. Their living soils are carefully crafted to enhance soil structure, provide essential nutrients, and promote robust plant growth. With a diverse portfolio of products for all your gardening needs, they're rooted in sustainable practices and a commitment to organic excellence. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. Their products make organic gardening simple, approachable gardening for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today.
And we had had a negative trade-in value. Our truck payment was over $800 a month. It was insanity. And so once that was gone for us, we obviously could do so much more every month. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes maybe that's what you've got to do. Maybe that's the difference between making it from paycheck to paycheck, is getting that really high monthly payment gone.
I really like the four of these that you've shared, because it really is going to be dependent on personality, I would think, but also it's going to be dependent on what just works best for your family. And that's not always going to be the snowball method, but each of these is going to get you to that end goal, which is why we're talking about it today.
And kind of a bonus, like fifth one would mm-hmm. be, what ends up actually happening is that sometimes we pick one of these to start our debt-free journey. Mm-hmm. And as we get a little more comfortable, we get a little more confident, we start to kind of make our own order, you know? And so it turns yeah. into like this really great hybrid, which is kind of like a bonus fifth one. You know, maybe you start with the snowball to get the quick win. And as soon as you have those couple of small ones paid off, then you go to a really stressful debt. And then you are like, okay, well, once that's gone, then I'm going to avalanche, then it's going to, you know, make sense math-wise. And you kind of just make this custom, beautiful hybrid plan. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about this, and what I like to pass on to my coaching clients, is, you know, there's no debt-free police that's going to come get you and be like, mm-hmm. you didn't pay this off in the right order, which is mm-hmm. probably a lot of your listeners will probably think the same thing about, you know, equating this to minimalism. There's no one that's going to come in and say, oh my gosh, you have four pairs of shoes, you should only have three, you know, mm-hmm. or something really silly like that. We put mm-hmm. these really silly strains on ourselves. So sometimes I just like to pass along that little bit of encouragement of, you don't need my permission. You don't need anyone's permission to do it in any particular order. Mm-hmm. Do it in the order that works best for your family, what makes sense for you. And you're allowed to make a hybrid method.
Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and just be better? There actually is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. If you're anything like me, I honestly wasn't sure what to think of when a friend had mentioned meditation. My first thoughts were that I couldn't possibly relax enough to allow it to work. And my second was that, how could I possibly make the time? That said, one of my favorite things about Headspace is that I can do a quick meditation right before bed. It has been especially helpful on the nights that I can't seem to turn off my mind. Headspace is a daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness meditation through clinically validated research. It's backed by 25 published studies on the benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/minimalistic, that's headspace.com/minimalistic, for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head over to headspace.com/minimalistic today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. 2020 was interesting, so let's just do a mental health check-in. How are you really, and what do you need right now? Humans are not meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick, and therapy helps. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help, or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work. Not dealing well with stress, whatever it is that you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better, because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Minimalist Mom listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/minimalist. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/minimalist.
Yeah, I think that it's something that will really ebb and flow in seasons too. And I think that's why it's nice to have a variety of options to work with, because they all will help you get to that end point. So I do love this. But did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we wrap up?
Basically what I said is just passing along the encouragement. And I feel like a lot of times we feel like, oh, I'm going to be breaking some kind of rules. I can't do it this way. You know, and the end goal is if you end up debt-free, that's what matters. If you end up being intentional with your money, that's what matters. There are so many silly rules in the budgeting world, and just do what it feels right for you. Be intentional with it and make sure you stay focused on those long-term goals. And maybe that's being debt-free. Maybe that's paying off your mortgage. Maybe that's traveling more, opening a business, you know, whatever it is, just stay focused on that long-term goal. And that's really all that matters in the end.
Yes, such great advice. Well, where can listeners find you for more tips in this area?
Yeah, so I'm at A Sunnyside Up Life all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You know, I have a podcast, A Sunnyside Up Life podcast, where I share weekly tips like this. I also have budgeting worksheets and a course, and I do one-on-one coaching. And so everything that you need to know about me, you can find on my website, asunnysideuplife.com. And yeah, that's me, basically.
Well, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to ask you the question that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what is something that you're simplifying right now, aka what is your minimalist moment of the week?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I am kind of doing like a spring cleaning type thing. So I'm like going through doing my kids' room right now, which is like, whew, you know, and doing the whole switching from like winter to spring, summer clothes and all of that. So that's kind of my current focus.
Yes, 'tis the season for sure.
Yeah.
Well, my last question for you is, what is something that you cannot stop talking about?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Right now I'm super obsessed with my art hobby. So that's kind of my big thing right now, is pushing myself for my kind of self-care time. And during that self-care time, I've been like drawing, painting, and also like listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks. So that is kind of my current obsession, is my art book right now.
That sounds fabulous. Art is such a great stress reliever and just really beneficial to self-care. So it makes sense that you can't stop talking about it. Well, Sammy, thank you so much for joining me today to just share these four payoff methods. I think listeners will really benefit from this episode, because I'm sure that there was one here that they probably hadn't thought of before. So I just thank you for coming on, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
What did you think of Sammy's methods? Did any appeal to you that you maybe hadn't thought of before? I hope this really gave you just a starting point as you begin or continue to pursue debt freedom. I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.